every week. But let's get into the latest in sport. It's all thanks to Polaris, Australia's number one selling side-by-side brand. And if you listened to us an hour ago, we started with North Melbourne, and for good reason. If you're just tuning in, long-term national recruiting manager Mark Finnegan and player personnel boss, who is also their list manager, Glenn Luff, both resigning today from the club midway through the season. It's come as quite a shock. There has certainly been a lot of debate around North's recruiting, not just the players that they've picked, but also how far they stripped back the list. We're going to talk a little bit more about it. But first, I just want to remind everyone what Caroline Wilson had to say on North Melbourne and their coach David Noble last night on Footy Classified.
The stories coming out of the club about the relationship between the coach and the players are disturbing. It was disturbing last week when news leaked to the Herald Sun about the spray after the Brisbane loss that David Noble had given in players, so bad that he apologised. And there was a... Look, I think that's a problem when players are talking about that stuff, and I'm hearing more and more about players just being a bit disenchanted. These are the stories I was starting to hear at the end of... not the end of last year, but the year before with David Teague. It's just a bit of a worry to me. I'm not saying David Noble's gone. He's only a season
and
a half.
But in trouble.
But I think he's got a lot of work to do to win back some players.
That's Caro and David Noble, Jared. And then Kane Corns had this to say on the recruiting.
Question, what's one positive list management move they have made in the last 3 years? So North Melbourne's decision to go with a midfielder, Will Phillips, who there's going to be 50 of in the competition. You can get Jai Newcombe in the mid-season draft like a Will Phillips. You had the one opportunity to set up your forward line with Logan McDonald. There's the other mistakes that they've made. Just on the weekend, there's the names that were left out of the side. Callum Coleman-Jones, Stevenson, Vosnolagi was left out as well. So you can't pick players off a computer screen. That's what I'm saying. There needs to be a process with their recruiting and their list management that there hasn't been, because, correct me if I'm wrong, I'd like to know one positive list management move they've made in the last four or five years.
Strong there from Kane.
Yeah, and I think that's a direct crack at Glenn Luff, who's...
Well, he's a list manager, so it is.
Well, know. He's also a champion data background, and but to suggest it...
Oh, okay, the computer screen stuff.
Yeah, to just suggest that Glenn Luff would have picked them straight off a computer and only off a computer, I think, is an insult.
No, Luffy watches a lot of football.
No, that's ridiculous. Implication, if that's where he was going.
I think... I mean, I work with Kane a bit. I haven't had this chat with him, but I think on the surface, Kane's criticism is quite harsh. My perspective on North, as I told you pre-season... When you were quite bullish about him, and I said, I don't know.
Yep.
My sense was I wasn't necessarily critical of who they'd picked. Yeah, of course you can have a crack at Will Phillips. He's had glandular fever, though. We don't really know
He's an unknown entity.
We don't know. No. We don't know. Kane also said at the time that Carlton shouldn't have picked Sam Walsh because he was just another midfielder that
Richmond
was going to play 200 games.
Richmond made a massive mistake by picking Dion Prestia because they weren't in the premiership window.
Yeah.
So we all get it wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. My point is about Will Phillips is we don't know yet. I think North have got six or seven talented young players that we don't know enough about yet. My criticism was, well, did they go too young too early? Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, they lose Cunnington for unforeseen circumstances and they let Tarrant go. And then all of a sudden...
And Jed Anderson had a slow start.
That's right. And then all of a sudden they're really, really young. And we know that Ben Brown, for different reasons a couple of years ago, left. So it's, and as I said to you in the first hour, it's intriguing to me that Mark Finnegan, who you know we've since learnt has now joined Hawthorn in their recruiting team, and Glenn Luff both walk away when there's been so much chat around its recruiting. There's been so much chat around the coach and whether he's been too harsh on the younger players. I mean, this is now a really intriguing developing story, Jared, because I think a lot of people when David Noble got there and they started to go young, thought, okay.
Going down the Brisbane route,
the Brisbane route. David Noble told us that on this show, that they were following that model. Yep. Part of that model wouldn't have been sacking or the resignations of two key people in a rebuild midway through a season.
No, and it's easy to point to the fact that Finnegan is a good man. I know him to some degree, has gone to Hawthorn, but he hasn't gone to Hawthorn as the head recruiting officer, I don't think. So it would appear that he has taken a lesser position. So I think what we can say is this is a club that has got some internal issues. I mean, this is just too coincidental that it comes on the back of public criticism. And you just wonder where they're at right now, North Melbourne, in behind the scenes.
Yeah, and I guess a lot of that's going to be hard to know.
How are you reading it, Scoop?
Well, my gut tells me that there has been some disenchantment between coach and other football staff. Mm. That's my gut. They're getting belted most weeks. I thought they were pretty bloody competitive against Melbourne, but prior to that had been shocking.
Well, there's been a lot of shuffling around in that football department in particular. When you consider, what was it, 3 years ago, Glenn Luff was sitting there on draft night. He was head of recruiting.
Rawlings got moved around.
Rawlings got moved from Western Australia to come in as the new recruiting manager, as the new head of the list manager.
And he's now head of footy.
No, he's not head of footy.
No, sorry. He's recruiting boss.
He's recruiting and talent.
Dan McPherson.
And now Dan McPherson's come over and replaced Brady Rawlings.
And they lose Laura Kane to the AFL as well.
And what was Laura's role?
Laura was the key data analyst, I'm pretty sure. She was highly regarded by Brad Scott.
Well, whatever it is, it just reeks of disunity at the moment. Now, I don't know what's going on there.
Disunity is tough at the best of times. When you're starting a list build from scratch, that is the opposite of what you need. You need everyone on the right part, on the same page.
Yeah, and success has 1,000 fathers and failure is an orphan, as we know.
Yeah.
And you just wonder whether or not people are starting to look and say, well, you know, who picked this guy? Who picked that guy? Well, not one person picks them. There's always a list management meeting. Yep. Who picked CCC? Callum Coleman-Jones didn't turn up just because one person liked him. Callum Coleman-Jones picked up because, I assume, Noble thought it was a good idea, Luff thought it was a good idea, Finnegan thought it was a good idea. That's the way it works, doesn't it?
Yeah, they all would have been on the same page about stealing Hugh Greenwood.
So you can't start throwing people under the bus.
That's what happens, Jared, though.
But when you see people leaving mid-season,
it's not good.
That means that things have been untenable for a long, long time.
Yeah, and just on the kids, like I know that people like Kane, and everyone's entitled to their opinion, I love Kane, are going to have a crack at the kids. I like Taryn Thomas. I like Simkin. I like Davies Uniacke. I like the number one pick, obviously, they just got Horn Francis.
The Hornet.
Yeah. I like Mackay down back. I like Zerha. I like Larky. I think they've got enough there to build, but I just think that they don't have a good enough bunch of senior players.
No, so, I think that's a fair point.
Zabel's been moved around. And let's be honest about Jack Zabel. He's not the player that he was 5 years ago. That's not a criticism on him. I think he's been a great player over a long period of time. But he's not the player that he was. Todd Goldstein is not the player that he was. And, you know, they tried to trade him several times to Gold Coast and GWS over the last 5 years. Unfortunately, we know what's happened with Cunnington. They haven't got the core group of senior players to strip it back the way that they did. That was my point pre-season, and yes. I don't think anything's changed.
No, you can go, I told you so on that one, Scoop.